Well, let's go inside Broadway. Well, actually, no, let's not even do the theme music. Let's just go right to what we're going to be talking about right now with Simon Saltzman on the line with us. Simon, you there?
I sure am.
Simon, first of all, I want to thank you so much for being part of the
I have an apology to make. You know, I forgot you asked me to watch the Tonys, and I was watching The Sopranos.
You lie.
Yes, I'm lying.
I know you too well.
Listen, I wouldn't watch The Sopranos if they were all basso profundos.
It's supposedly a very good show. I've seen parts of episodes.
Violence for my taste.
All right.
That's why I like Broadway.
Okay. Well, cool. So you have seen the Tony Awards start to finish from 8 to 11.
Let's start off by saying it is the best damn show ever in their history. I don't think we've ever seen a more exciting, fast-moving...
Oh, my goodness.
...or wonderfully produced and stage show ever.
What made it so different from the past...
Well, yeah, first of all, just the shots of Radio City Musical. I have a great fondness for that grand old 6,000-seat theater, having been an usher there when I was in high school.
Oh,
but anyway, the way they photographed that theater, I mean, that just gives you a thrill just looking at it. But... The opening of this Tony's Award show, the dancers of a chorus line dancing in front of the theater, was amazing. They were dancing on the street. Marvin Hamlisch is banging away on the piano, you know, the theme from Chorus Line.
Now, was this live, or did they pre-tape this like they did that subway thing a while
ago? I would imagine, because otherwise I'd have to stop traffic. I mean, I don't know, but I'm sure it was pre-taped. But it was a tremendous opening, And then you had the director from the actor who played the director in Chorus Line, or is still playing it, calling all the cast of all the various shows onto the stage. It was a thrilling opening.
Very
we
clever.
We saw all the cast from all the nominated musicals coming onto the great stage.
Pretty cool.
It was good. And of course, Angela Lansbury, you know, opened up the awards. She looked magnificent.
Well, she didn't win though.
No, she did not win. No, actually, there were a couple of upsets. On my own personal list, I was surprised. I only guessed 19 of the 25 awards. I thought I would have a better score than that because a lot of them were considered shoo-ins. But you don't know who won, do you?
Oh no, I do. I was keeping score on Broadway.com and
Yahoo.
Okay,
there were some big upsets. Certainly, as far as I was concerned, David Hyde Pierce. You know, took the award away from Raul
Esparza. Okay.
And I said, literally, took it away from him because Raul should have won that. I don't know.
We should also be a little more specific since we're more of a general show. David Hyde Pierce is the lead in
Curtains.
And Raul Esparza is in Company.
The Candor and Ebb show. However, I also want to be a little picky on whoever it was that came out to talk about Candor and Ebb, called them the greatest collaborating musical theater team in history. Did anyone think to about
Richard
Hammerstein?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a real goof. I mean, as wonderful as Candor and Ebb are, they don't compare. Certainly not even the number of hits that Rodgers and Hammerstein hit.
And some would even say Rodgers and Hart to some extent.
And Rodgers and Hart as well. You know, but the show was just moved so beautifully. I was surprised that Billy Crudup won. I thought he and Ethan Hawke would cancel each other out.
For Coast of Utopia.
For Coast of Utopia, yeah. That was an upset as far as I was concerned. I mean,
sure.
Billy Crudup was wonderful, or I believe he's called Crudup.
Crudup, yeah.
Crudup, yes, because he thanked the presenter for pronouncing his name properly. So he was wonderful as Belinsky in the... Stoppard's epic play, but anyway.
Why was that an upset? You were figuring that on actor in a play would have gone to... featured actor in a play, excuse me, would have gone instead to what, one of the Radio Golf folks, or...
Absolutely, either one.
Well, they were great, too.
Either one.
Yeah, Radio Golf got skunked, which I think might be trouble.
It's a gorgeous play, and it certainly may not be the best in the August Wilson lineup, but it's a super play and it should be seen.
Mary Poppins also did not do very well. It eked out one award for set design.
No, but look at all the awards that Crowley.
Yeah, that's true. Bob Crowley, the designer.
For sets twice.
Well, he deserved it. I mean, on one level, I was disappointed that The Coast of Utopia took such a sweeping number, of a warrant because I was bored by the show and I didn't really care about it.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear you say that because I thought it was never boring.
You know what? I'm exaggerating.
It was never boring.
I didn't care. I was not bored, but I was just sitting there going like, this can end now or can end an hour from now, and I'll feel the same about it. Nothing's happening emotionally.
Send you rushing to the library to look up all those?
Heavens, no. It sent me rushing to the library.
Activists and revolutionaries.
Actually, I went to the library to read the play, and I didn't want to, I read half the play, and I was like, I'm just as not caring reading it.
Oh, my God.
But it won, Coast of Utopia won 7 awards tonight, and some of them...
I believe that's a record, isn't it, for a play?
Is it really? Oh, I don't know about the whole record book thing, but I can't really argue with some of those awards.
You know what impressed me, moving on from that, was Stephen Sater's very emotional thank you. You know, he got up, you know, for...
Stephen Sater wrote
the book, the book and the lyrics for Spring Awakening, which, as you know, we all expected... It would win Best Musical of the Year, but that was such a beautiful, beautiful thank you.
What was so emotional? It was just because he was very emotional? What do you say?
Well, he was emotional. He was just very, you know, it was just so beautiful, you know, to see him so appreciative and, you know, he's changing his life the way it did, you know, because he literally came from nowhere in the sense that, you know, he didn't have a history with Broadway.
Right.
And did so well.
Well, Spring Awakening won 8 Tonys, more than any of the other. Well, yeah.
He'll be able to pay the rent now.
For a while.
Talking about musicals, the Curtains show. I mean, I just talked about
why.
You know, mediocrity. I mean, that they did that showbiz number. I mean, every time I see that, I almost cringe. It's so derivative of. Other shows, other songs, and it's such a mediocre
piece of work. No, I think it's a cute
song. Work, all right.
You can't blame them.
I just don't get it.
You can't blame them for choosing that song. I mean, that's a Broadway kind of a song.
I know, but it just made you want to crawl away and hide.
What numbers did they do from Grey Gardens and Spring Awakening? What musical?
Oh, well, they did the bitch number from Spring Awakening.
They did do it. Okay. I was worried that CBS...
That was great. But, of course, you know, that's filled with so much of that wonderful choreography by Bill T. Jones.
Right. Who won?
It's a great ensemble number. It's got everybody doing everything, you know, and I think it was one of the most exciting numbers of the evening.
Good.
As was Audra McDonald doing Raunchy from 110 in the Shade. She didn't win, of course. You know, she lost to Christine Ebersole.
Right, for Grey Gardens.
The best actress in a musical, Grey Gardens. But her scene that she did with John Cullum was glorious. I mean, she had the crowd going wild.
She's great. She's
And Mary Louise Wilson.
What
a wonderful thing for that. You know, well, maybe some people thought that she would be a shoo-in if Christine won, you know, because she plays the older Edie, you know, in Grey Gardens. But her thank you was beautiful and warm and well-deserved, you know. I certainly think that Jennifer Ealy deserved her second Tony, featured actress in the play, again in Coast of Utopia. And but as far as the choreography went, I mean, the show was filled with great dancing numbers. They did the Step in Time for Mary Poppins, part of a medley. Boy, that put a lot of you know, I found out that the shows had to pay for their own musical numbers. You could see where Disney didn't spare any expense.
They never do.
You know, with the Mary Poppins production number. But unfortunately, you know, as great as Raul Esparza is in Company, he just had his one song, you know, his big number. He did that solo without any backup. I think there would have been better opportunities for certainly selling tickets if the show is what it's supposed to be about.
They just had him at the piano playing Being Alive.
Being Alive. He did the Being Alive number.
Yeah, out of context, I don't know if that's really going to
be that
powerful.
No, it's not going to do a thing. Yeah. I'll tell you, the show needed a little, if I could complain a little bit, needed a little more humor, but it was a lot of humor came with Eddie Izzard.
Oh, a guy.
Very, very funny.
I hate
he gave
him.
A special event award.
Yeah.
And had a lot of funny things to say about it. You know how I hate puppets I don't hate them, but I never like puppets or marionettes. But Jay Johnson got the special event award. I suppose he was only in competition with one other...
The wretched Kiki and Herb. I'm so glad they lost. Yeah. Simon, did anything weird... were there any accidents or any flubs?
Oh, there was a wonderful accident. A big chandelier came down on the heads of the two people representing the league and the American Theater Wing.
Wait a minute. Is it a joke or what?
What? Yeah, the huge chandeliers came crashing down on their heads, and Jane Krakowski and John Mahoney quickly raced out and took their parts. And, of course, Jane put on a wig that looked just like the woman that was representing the league, and John Mahoney, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
No, but it wasn't a real accident, but it was a bit. It was a gimmick. I'm saying, okay, all right.
I'll admit that.
Pushing
yeah.
it. No, but were there any awkward moments?
No,
or
not at wow. all. Except they did a whole little bit on musicals from this whole season, including the flops, which I thought were very interesting. But I don't know that they flipped through those flops so fast that I don't know if anybody who didn't follow Broadway very closely would know what the hell's going on.
Well, that was a big controversy that was being fanned for a week or two when, at one point, some of the musicals that were in...
Well, they want... Yeah. That was in regard to the shows that weren't nominated, but this was the whole season.
Oh,
they
my goodness.
They showed every... I mean, they had...
Times They Are Changing and...
Oh, yeah. They had, you name it, it was given about 30 seconds, or maybe not even that long.
Good.
So it was exciting for us in the industry, but, you wonder if anybody that didn't go regularly would know what was going on. But it was fun. It was busy.
Did they do anything for the plays, or just name them? Did they show clips, or...
Oh, no, that was wonderful. They did show short scenes, absolutely,
It was
wonderful to see Tommy Toon, the great choreographer and performer. He came out, of course, he did a eulogy for all those who died during the year.
Right.
That was, a very poignant part of the show. It was great to see him. I'm sorry that he's not doing... But you know what was funny?
What?
All through the show, the commercial breaks were Viva Laughlin or something like that. That's a new show that's going to be on television. I've never seen... one show being plugged so much.
Okay, well...
So, I don't know, just interesting that they would pay that much money to...
Well, I guess if you show something once on the Super Bowl, people will,
talk
about it. You got to show 20 times.
20
yeah.
times, I think, the same commercial came on. We had to watch all this show about Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas, Las...
Well, it worked. You're pushing it now. You're helping them out.
Thank you very
anyway,
much.
Anyway, Simon, I want to thank you so much for helping us out, both on the GBB
Oh,
special.
By the way, Julie yep. White won. What a surprise.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
she
was great, but nobody, came out of nowhere. I feel sorry for Eve Best, because she was so good in The Moon for the Misbegotten.
She was wonderful.
But,
right.
But,
and Fantasia was also great. She did a number from Color Purple.
Uh-huh.
I don't watch television, so I don't know anything about her. Didn't know anything about her. She was one of those... winners on those.
Yeah, on American Idol or something.
American
like that,
Idol.
Yeah.
She was sensational.
Yeah, people have said now that she has gone into The Color Purple, which was a show from last year. It's
right.
a whole new show. That,
absolutely.
That she really
some great business.
Explodes it.
But David Hyde Pierce, oh my God, please.
You're going to have a sleepless night tonight about that. I can tell you something.
No, he's okay. He's a good guy.
Well, Simon, don't go to sleep because you'll want to listen to the rest of Dave's Gone By tonight. Because you know who my guest is?
I wonder if it's going to be someone named Jeff.
Well, aside from Jeff. Jeff Goodman will be here later. But we also have cabaret singer and actress Christine Petty, who is currently...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, in talk radio, and you know her from Forbidden Broadway.
Of course.
So hope you'll be listening.
I will.
Thank you so much for being part of this and part of Dave's Gone By, and have a wonderful new season.
Well,
Simon Saltzman.
Thank you for asking for my humble opinions.
Anytime, man.
All right. Good talking to you.
Thanks, Simon.
Okay,
bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.